There's a sort of idealistic zeal behind a new digital project that's just been announced. The project's goal is to elevate and support journalists and allow them to pursue the truth. One of the first journalists on board is Glenn Greenwald, who's leaving Britain's Guardian newspaper after his work there with NSA leaker Edward Snowden. And the man behind the project financially is Pierre Omidyar. He's a French-born Iranian-American who co-founded eBay. Jay Rosen teaches journalism at New York University and has spoken with Omidyar about his new venture. What is this new project?
Well, the new project is to create essentially a new news organization, a new Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, if you will, but founded on different principles. So it's going to be a, he hopes, home for independent journalists who have their own voice and their own subject matter expertise. And also new online news service that serves the general user.
On a digital platform, so it'll be online.
It will be digital only. It will have no print product, but I'm sure they'll be doing online video as well.
Does that mean that other independent outlets will kind of diminish?
No, I don't think so. First of all, there's a lot of room in the news space for a lot of different kinds of providers. And I don't think we're suffering from an excess of accountability journalism. I think we might be suffering from an excess of Me Too journalism, where everybody covers the same sort of story. I don't see this as crowding out other players in the marketplace.
Who are the investigative journalists, aside from Greenwald, that have allied with Omidyar?
Well, Laura Poitras, who has been Greenwald's partner in the Edward Snowden investigations, who's a video journalist and documentary maker. Jeremy Scahill, who is a national security journalist for The Nation, is another person who's involved. And I believe that they're going to soon begin widening that circle as they look around and hire others.
So aside from Omidyar, it seems pretty horizontal. Is there an editor, or are these people going to be pretty much writing and running everything?
I think you could call those initial people kind of a brain trust, but there's no editor yet. There's no hierarchy yet. It's too soon for any of that. I think they're just starting to get going.
You write in your blog, Jay, that if independent, ferocious investigative journalism isn't brought to the attention of general audiences, it can never have the effect that actually creates a check on power. Do you think there's a risk that this project might become the surveillance beat? Does that kind of negate attracting a general audience from the start?
No, I'm not worried about that, because I think when the full scale of the organization is unfolded over time, you'll see that it has a lot else besides that.
Jay, what would you say are the biggest challenges for this venture?
There's going to be a temptation to make it look like every other news organization, because that's what people know and that's what the people who you hire know. So from my point of view, the biggest challenge is just avoiding that, avoiding mimicking a CNN or a Washington Post or a Bloomberg, and actually trying to organize it from the ground up as something different, something digital, something that has learned the lessons of online journalism. And that's going to be a challenge.
I gather this project is creating kind of a buzz among your students at NYU. Are they seeing this as kind of the world they'll be working in?
It's funny you mentioned that, because one of them sent me a chat message while I was on the phone with Omidyar.
Really?
Yeah.
Asking what?
Asking how she could be involved.
I thought so.
So yes, not just my students, but lots of people are already abuzz with it, because let's face it, it's important when somebody wants to put that kind of money and that kind of experience in building a company behind news, and in not just news, but the most serious, important forms of journalism. That is something that should create buzz, in my opinion.
Jay Rosen teaches journalism at New York University and blogs at pressthink.org. Jay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.